welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And later in the podcast, we'll be having a big fixture preview for all of this weekend's matches in the Northern Premier League Premier Division, as we'll be joined by non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, Mr. Thomas Feeney. We're also going to be hearing from a few managers this week, as we'll be catching up with Danny Whittaker, manager at Bradford Park Avenue, his counterpart at Atherton Coles, David Chadwick, and we'll be catching up with the manager at Lancaster City, Chris Wilcock. And, of course, we'll be looking back at all of last weekend's results in the league with social media officer from the Northern Premier League, Mr. James Hayes, shortly. But before all of that, there is only one place we can start this week's show, and that's to the FA Trophy, the fifth round tie this weekend at Hampton and Richmond Borough, as our very own Macclesfield make the trip down south for that fifth round tie. And in the lead up to this game, on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with a manager at Macclesfield. It's a big welcome back to the show to Alex Bruce. Well, Alex, a big welcome back to the show. And before we talk about Hampton and Richmond Borough on Saturday, just a big congratulations for that fourth round match against Dorking Wanderers. What a performance. I mean, were you expecting a win like that?
Listen, when you go and beat a team two leagues ahead of you, 5-0, you don't really expect it. But I know that's what the lads are capable of on their day. And we've got some good players. And thankfully for us on that day, everything just came off for us. We were excellent. It was without doubt the best performance of the season from my lads. Everything just clicked, and it was a real benchmark that the lads set that afternoon.
I mean, we caught up ahead of that game, and we were speaking about just the performances about those teams higher up the pyramid, because it's not just Dorking Wanderers, is it? You're beating Curzon in this FA Trophy run, Alfreton Town, Hells Owen and no mugs. So it's been a pretty good trophy run, to say the least, thus far.
Yeah, it has, and it's not been easy, as you say. Most of the teams that we played have been levels above us, but we've showed that what the lads are capable of. So listen, long may it continue. We've got another obviously tough game against a team who are in the league above us again. With the travelling and everything that you're going to have to take into consideration, it's going to be a different test for us. But I've got no doubt about it that if we go and perform, we're a match for anybody.
And in the lead up to this game, obviously a great result on Saturday against Bamber Bridge, and you know a very, very good result against Guiseley on the road at Nevermore. So how important were those league results there? And I'm sorry to bring it up, but I'm going to have to bring it up, especially after the Radcliffe game and the way that turned out. It does show great fortitude that you did come back the way you have done in the past couple of matches.
Yeah, I've been delighted with the fact that we've gone and put back-to-back wins together after the Radcliffe debacle. I mean, we started the game really well. Radcliffe got a goal against the run of play. And then, obviously, the big talking point was Tunde sending off. For me, we thought once it went to the appeal, that common sense would prevail and that his appeal would be overturned. Unfortunately, it wasn't, for one reason or another, which I thought was very, very harsh. And we've been without our main centre-forward, obviously, for three games now, which has been difficult. So for the lads to stick together, go and get two results after that was really good, because obviously our bread and butter is the league this season. We want to put up a challenge to get out of it. And if we can do that, that'd be great. But yeah, obviously Tunde missing was a big disappointment.
How important has this past few weeks been since that Dorking game for bringing the squad together? And you mentioned the Sunday suspension and the nature of the defeat against Radcliffe. Has that been handy in a way of just giving the players a bit of a jolt into this next phase of the season?
You could say that. But listen, we haven't got the biggest of squads, and we've got quality players where I can shuffle the pack and put individual. I mean, Kane Drummond played up there last weekend and did a good job, scored a good goal. So I've got players who I can shuffle the pack. Unfortunately, we've got Luke Duffy injured at the moment. He's struggling with his ankle, what he picked up in the Radcliffe game, which is another big miss to us at the top end of the pitch. But for the lads who come in, Kengi, Hursty, Kane Drummond, obviously got Rooney who can play up there as well. Sam Heathcote's done a job. He's obviously a centre-half, but he's got experience of playing as a centre-forward. So we've had to shuffle the pack a little bit. And to go and get two results in the last couple of weeks with the problems that we've had in terms of injuries and suspension, it's been very pleasing for me.
Now, we'll come back to the league in a second or two, but we have got you on primarily for the FA Trophy and this fifth round match against Hampton and Richmond Borough on Saturday. One thing's noticeable about Hampton and Richmond Borough is they've had plenty of penalty shootouts in their FA Trophy run, and they're doing pretty well in the step above. So what's your thoughts on this challenge? And have you been preparing for the inevitable penalty shootout at the end of this, the way they've been performing in this competition this year?
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of penalties. We haven't had a penalty shootout, but we've had a lot of penalties this season. So, yeah, listen, you've always got to be ready to go to penalties if it goes that far. I hope it doesn't, I have to be honest. I hope we can do the job in the 90 minutes. But, yeah, we're prepared to whatever is thrown at us. And I've watched a couple of their games. They played Truro last week, and I've watched little bits and pieces on them. They've got some good players. They've got some big, powerful players at the top end of the pitch. You've got a bit of pace. A couple of good footballers in the middle of the park, so it'll be a good test for the lads, and a game I'm really looking forward to.
And just to go back to that obvious question, just about where the FA Trophy fits into things, you mentioned it earlier, the league's the priority, but you're at this stage now where, well, you're not that far away from Wembley, and you know all that, the prestige that brings with an FA Trophy final. So it's a big game, this one, isn't it? To state the obvious.
It really is. It really is. And I said to my players this morning, I said, listen, we're going down there. We've got to obviously approach it in the right manner, but look forward to it, because this is what you're a footballer for. I mean, whether you play in the non-league or whether you play in the football league, a day out at Wembley are the highlights of your career that you can look back on and tell your grandkids about. So grab the opportunity with both hands, because, listen, if we go down here and we get a result, as you say, we're two games away from Wembley. So that's the carrot that's dangled in front of all the players' faces. It's up to them to go and grab it with both hands.
And just a word on the league side of things. Tyree Works, Oaktown, there or thereabouts, not too far away from the likes of Rylands and Hyde United. It's going to be awfully competitive, isn't it, this second half of the season, this closing few months or so of the season in the league, that's for sure.
It really is, and it's all about holding your nerve, keep taking games. I know it's a cliche, but keep taking each game as it comes. There's a lot of good teams at the top end of the table. You see every week there's always surprises with performances and results. So you've just got to concentrate on your own job. Make sure we keep hitting consistently the levels of performance that we know we're capable of. And if we can do that, I'm sure we'll be in the mix.
And last question, Alex, how much are you looking forward, not just to this challenge in the league, but in particular this game this weekend in the FA Trophy? How much are you looking forward to what's possible at Macclesfield for the upcoming matches?
Do you know something? I look forward to watching my players every week. I have to tell you, they've been a delight to coach and manage since I've walked in the door. Yes, we've had a couple of two or three results that haven't gone our way, but on the whole, it's gone really well. So long may that continue. And I'm really looking forward to hopefully getting a result Saturday, and that'll stand us in good stead in terms of the promotion push as well. And there's no reason why, if we have that little bit of luck that, of course, you need, that we can't make this a really good season.
Well, Alex Bruce, manager of Macclesfield, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. On behalf of all the listeners and everyone associated with the MPL show, big, big good luck this weekend, and all the best of the coming matches as well in the league. And we'll catch up again very soon, hopefully in the next round.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to Alex Bruce, manager of Macclesfield, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And a big good luck to Macclesfield this weekend in the fifth round of the FA Trophy. And joining me now for a little chat about last weekend's results in the league, including that victory for Macclesfield at home to Bamber Bridge, it's a big welcome back to the show to Mr. James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all right. So, what's your thoughts on the Macclesfield game this weekend? It's a big one.
A massive one. And you'll take out a team two divisions above the way you do. You're going to go into a match against a National League South side. You've got to feel like they're going to go into favourites. I mean, you last look at the last couple of games, obviously the Radcliffe game, but you look at the last two results there as well. Geisler, great result there. And then Bamby Bridge, two fantastic goals. Again, if you've not seen John Rooney's yet, go watch it. I posted it up this morning. So Macclesfield, you think they've got the capability there. It's just going down to London and playing in a different atmosphere down south. It's a lot different style of football from us lot in the north. So it's going to be an interesting one there. But again, previous results in the trophy at Macclesfield, you've got to think they're going to go into the match as favourites realistically.
Well, a big good luck to Macclesfield this weekend in the FA Trophy. And incidentally, we will be having a fixture preview across all the fixtures this weekend for Northern Premier League sides, as we'll be joined by Thomas Feeney, non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, later in the show. As I mentioned there as well, Macclesfield signing off in the league last weekend with a 2-1 win over Bamber Bridge. That keeps them in touch with Worksop Town. Macclesfield in sixth, Worksop Town in fifth. Both teams on 47 points. Higher up the table, though, let's start off our league results roundup with Radcliffe. Radcliffe on Saturday were beaten in a thrilling game at home to Geisler. What a game of football this must have been to watch. And over 1,200 people did watch this game. Geisler winning by 4-3, James. So Radcliffe needed to bounce back on Tuesday in that tough away game away at FC United. And they did it only just by 1-0. So they've got a 9-point lead up at the top, Radcliffe, and still with two games in hand.
Yeah, indeed. So obviously the defeat on Saturday, the main talking point, two silly penalties, and then an own goal where Olivier just taps it round the wrong side of the post. But guys who came and played football, they're a team that's starting to develop. And you look at the fixture list and the results recently, they're not a million miles away from the playoffs at this moment in time. It's just a capability of getting a good run going. And again, a great result there against the league leaders.
Like you say, they're not a million miles off, are they? Just 2 points outside the playoffs, and they've got a game in hand over Worksop and Macclesfield. They've got two games in hand over Warrington Rylands, who are 5 points up the road. So, guys, they are involved in this, aren't they?
No, well, that three against Marina in second at this moment in time. So, yeah. On to the Tuesday night game with Radcliffe. FC United, very, very tight game, as we both mentioned there. And it was a cheeky little knock-in from the near post that won it in the 83rd minute. But FC United came and played football in that one as well, similar to how Hyde United played against Radcliffe.
Yeah, and well, FC United in 15th position after they did beat Gainsborough Trinity by 2-0 on Saturday. And mentioning Saturday and going back to Geisler, I forgot to mention, and it was a really important point to make, that Geisler actually were down to 10 men after 18 minutes, but yet they still managed to get a 4-3 win against the league leaders. An impressive result for Geisler. But for Radcliffe, staying top, 9 points clear up at the top with two games in hand over Marine. Marine drew on Saturday, one apiece away at Ilkeston Town. Sol Solomon there scoring an equaliser for Marine with 20 minutes left to play. I'm going to suggest, though, James, based on Ilkeston's current form, that that's a decent away point for Marine and keeps their unbeaten run going as well.
I think Marine will be a little bit happy with that point. But I think Marine, in that case, a bit more damage limitation compared to what happened with some of the other results over the weekend too. With Ilkeston, obviously, I said last week that they needed to try and get results against the top seven, top eight sides. And again, a point against Marine's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, Ilkeston have got a 5-point gap between themselves in 11th and Morpeth Town in 12th. So it feels like that's a gap. And Ilkeston want to be staying in touch with the likes of Ashton United, Lancaster, Whitby, and indeed, looking a bit further ahead, Marine potentially. So Hyde United, a 2-0 win for them over Workington on Saturday, James. That gives Hyde a 4-point cushion to outside the playoff positions and moves them to within a point of Marine, and Hyde United do have a game in hand.
Yeah, I think big winners from the weekend there. It's fantastic winning form at this moment in time. They look unbeatable. They're doing it week in, week out, and you can see why they're pushing for the playoff positions. Maybe even a late dash for the title if Radcliffe start dropping points.
Yeah, 5 straight wins for Hyde United, and they're scoring plenty of goals, but they're not conceding many either. I mean, I'm just trying to work it out in the last 5 victories. That's 10, 12, 20 goals scored, just 2 conceded, which is quite... Well, it's very impressive, isn't it? To say the least for Hyde United. Right, well, that's Hyde United in third. Warrington Rylands, they've dropped down to fourth. A 3-2 victory for Bradford Park Avenue. Osadibi scoring with about 3 minutes left of normal time there for Bradford Park Avenue. What a result for the West Yorkshire side. Sees them to within 6 points now of Basford United outside the relegation places, and Bradford Park Avenue have a game in hand. Well, let's hear now from the manager at the Horsfall Stadium, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Bradford Park Avenue's Danny Whittaker. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations. What a result away at Warrington Rylands at the weekend. Proper fighting spirit from Bradford Park Avenue there. How was your afternoon?
Well, obviously delighted with the end outcome, that's for sure. And what the lads showed on the day was very, very pleasing indeed, especially to go a goal down and then not let the heads drop and respond how they did and build into the game and then ultimately take the lead 2-1. And we built from there. Obviously disappointed to concede again to 2-2. But then the lads come out second half and they really went after the opposition. We didn't sit back and just defend the 2-2. Went after them and we got our just rewards in the end, which was really good to see.
And it's even better, I think, as well, if you put it into context and say, I'm sorry to bring this up, but the Lancaster game where it's there and Lancaster get the 3 points in the end late in the day, to bounce back like that against a team like Warrington Rylands, to score 3 goals past Warrington Rylands as well, because not many teams have done that this season. I mean, what's your thoughts on the spirit that's been shown there and that determination?
Yeah, well, that's it. It's there. And I've said to the players, it's been there. It's just them being consistent with that and making sure it's there all the time. I know it's not going to guarantee wins or getting the results you want all the time, but as long as the more that's there, the better chance you've got of winning a game of football. That's for certain. And it's important the lads take that on board. And they're a young group. That's one of the big factors. We've got a young, very young team and they are going to make mistakes. And it's a big learning curve for them. And it's just unfortunate that we're in the situation we're in. We can't really afford to make too many mistakes. And I think the learning, which is good, hopefully, they don't make too many mistakes that lead to goals and we continue to be effective in the final third, which we have been. So it's putting those two things together, really.
And going back to that, I mean, it's a shame that you've had to play Marine and Hyde as well when they've been in tip-top form in 2024. But if I go back to the FC United game, the 2 goals that Bradford Park Avenue scored were well-worked goals, especially the second goal. And so is that something, your philosophy coming through there at the Horsfall Stadium about the type of football that's being played as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I mean, I was probably at fault for the first couple of games in terms of me coming into the situation and thinking I had to do something differently because of the situation the team was in. So I look back at that and I quickly changed that after the few games and I said to Tom McStravick, I said, look, I'm going to change my philosophy and go with what ultimately I'm going to go with anyway. I think it suits the players better to be on the front foot, heavily possession-based team, looking to build out from the back. I think it'll suit them better and it has actually worked that way. We scored some fantastic goals building up through the thirds and the lads have taken everything on board that we've asked of them, really, in terms of in possession principles. And like I say, it's just a building process. It is going to take time, like everything does. It doesn't happen overnight. And it's about getting the players on board and making sure they're all aware of their roles and responsibilities, which, you know, they're starting to get now, which is good.
And it's also good as well that you're now within 6 points of Basford United. You do have a game in hand. We'll come to the upcoming games in a second or two, but there's a target there, isn't there? I know it's a moving target,
yeah.
But it's a target, and that's pretty handy to have for folks in minds, I'm going to suggest, in the remaining couple of months of the season.
Definitely, yeah. You've pretty much said it there. As soon as you get a win and it brings you a little bit closer to the teams above, it does make it a little bit more realistic in terms of what you can achieve. The bigger the gap, you know, mentally, the harder it is because then you've got to win 3-4 games potentially just to catch up. Whereas now, you know, we win a couple more games and hopefully the opponents don't or don't pick many points up, then it's a far different picture to what it was a few weeks ago. So then, you know, the psychology side of it is completely different because you might only need one win to then break out of the bottom four, for instance. So the landscape changes dramatically within a couple of wins. So it is very, very important that we go on a little run now and we pick up points.
And obviously Workington away this weekend, weather permitting, and do check social media channels to make sure this game is on. That's to the listener. And to you, Danny, as well. You might as well look at social media as well just to make sure the game's on, I suppose. But I'll come to the Workington game in a second, but it is noticeable you've got the likes of, in this remaining couple of months of the season, you've got big games against Stafford, against Basford and against Gainsborough, and the Basford and Gainsborough games are at home right towards the end of the season. But I suppose if you could beat Warrington Rylands, then most teams in this league are suddenly in scope. I know there's 6 pointers there, but all these games now become competitive.
Yeah, of course. Just goes to show how the league is, and anyone on the day can beat anyone. And it doesn't matter where you are in the league. If you're at it and your 8 or 9 players are really on it, got a fantastic chance of winning a game, no matter who you play. And it's just about getting the belief in the players, which surely now they should have after last week's result. if that doesn't give them confidence to go on and really compete and stick to how we play first and foremost, and I don't know what will, really. So it's important they take the confidence from that game especially, and the belief that we can go and give anyone a good game, home or away.
So Workington away on Saturday, fingers crossed the match is on. What's your thoughts on this challenge? It's about, because, you know, I know Lancaster was a defeat, but it's a good performance. So essentially this is the third game now in this run of consistency you want. It's going to be a tough game, though, yeah, against Workington.
Yeah, it'll be tough. I mean, like I say, any game's tough in the league, no matter where any team is, for various different reasons. But we'll go there full of confidence, like I say, under no illusions that it's going to be easy or anything. We'll be ready to compete, and it's a tough place for various reasons. The journey time alone is a tough one. The pitch, not sure what condition the pitch will be in, so it might be a different game to what we want it to ultimately be. But we've got to go there and compete and battle and do the basics first and foremost, and hopefully impose our game on the opposition, and hopefully will stand us in good stead, and we'll take something from the game.
And last question, Danny, just about you know, the remainder of the season and what's possible. It's often been said, isn't it, you'd rather be competing up at the top or fighting for survival. You wouldn't want to be in the middle. So it's certainly going to be a more interesting end to the season than probably everyone at Bradford Park Avenue would have wanted. But it is going to be exciting, intense, nervy, up and down and all that over the coming weeks and months. I mean, how much are you looking forward to this challenge and what's possible at the club in this race for survival now?
Yeah, like you say, it's going to be topsy-turvy. It's going to be nip and tuck. There's going to be tough, tough games along the road. But hopefully now, after last week, this is us picking up, collecting a few wins as we go along. And hopefully that then puts us in a good position for the final push as we go along. So hopefully, like you say, it is going to be nervy. But I'm more than confident in the players we've got. We're always looking to add as well to help them. So I don't think I've got any worries in that regard. And like I say, we're building something here now. It's not going to take a few weeks. Like I say, it's going to take a few months. That's for sure to get to where we want to get to, and then continue to build from there. But hopefully, you know, we do enough this season to get us over the line and keep us in this league first and foremost. That's imperative, and then we can build for next season.
Yeah, and in that regard, just I know I said final question, but I mean, we caught up when you first took over at the club, and it comes across in this interview that the pieces are being put in place both on and off the pitch, and it's exciting as well with regards to player development and that side of things. I mean, how much are you enjoying it at the club? My final question to you, Danny.
Yeah, absolutely loving it. You know, it is a much bigger challenge than I anticipated when I first came in, but I'm not afraid of hard work, and it's going to be a fantastic journey because there's a lot of change that's needed at the club throughout it, not just the first team, but the club as a whole. And we're going about that in the right way. And hopefully we're going to start making inroads really, really well as we go forward in terms of how that's going to look and the academy and the younger players coming through underneath that. That's important. And also the fan base as well. We need to create that and make it bigger and better for everyone. So there's big challenges ahead, but you know, we're heading in the right direction, which is what we want to see. And like I say, hopefully that then means we stay in the league and we can kick on next season as we want to.
Well, Danny Whittaker, manager of Bradford Park Avenue, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Bradford Park Avenue manager Danny Whittaker there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And we will, of course, have a fixture preview for Bradford Park Avenue's next game away at Workington later in the show, as we'll be joined by Thomas Feeney, non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines. Let's go back to the league table and towards the playoff line, and that takes us to Worksop Town. They stay, as I mentioned earlier, Macclesfield with an important 2-1 win over Bamber Bridge, but Worksop stay in front of Macclesfield after Worksop won 1-0 against Ashton United. Jay Rollins scoring within 2 minutes of that game. Big win for Worksop Town. That sees Ashton United 6 points outside the playoff positions. Ashton United do have a game in hand, though, over the likes of Worksop and Macclesfield. So not out of it at all, but a big win for Worksop Town, James.
Yeah, and again, going back to the previews from last week, everyone round the table kind of agreed it was a big one for either side just to cement themselves in the playoff race a little bit. Obviously, not disastrous as such for Ashton United, as we've just mentioned. More than capable of getting back into the race, particularly with a game in hand as well. But for Worksop Town, big game this weekend against the league leaders.
And speaking of games in hand, that takes us to Whitby Town. And they got back to winning ways on Saturday. A crucial victory, this one. A 3-0 win over Basford United. With Basford United now, looks like they're within range of the likes of Atherton Coles and Bradford Park Avenue all of a sudden. But still, plenty of twists and turns to go. But a big win for Whitby Town. Very, very important to get themselves back in winning form.
A little bit of a banana skin there, potentially, because Basford, you look at Basford's last couple of games, yeah, they're still only picking the odd point here and there. But Whitby have avoided a bit of an upset there themselves and a way to prove it, a good 3-0 win.
Well, Whitby Town, 5 points outside the playoffs, and they do have 2 games in hand over Macclesfield and Worksop. They're 8 points behind Warrington Rylands, who sit in fourth, but Whitby have 3 games in hand over Warrington Rylands. What would you rather have? Points on the board or games in hand? Get in touch. Let us know. We know. What does Roy Sewell always say? You'd rather have the points on the board. Managers say you'd rather have the points on the board, don't they? They always say that.
Yeah.
So Whitby in eighth. What about Lancaster City? They too are 5 points outside the playoff positions. Great win, this. A 1-0 victory over Matlock Town. Christian Sloan there scoring in added time. And if memory serves, they left it late against Bradford Park Avenue in their win, didn't they, Lancaster? So Lancaster, 5 points outside the playoffs and a good win over Matlock Town on Saturday. And let's hear now from the manager at the Giant Axe. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to Chris Wilcock. Chris, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. And we'll get to results on the field in a second or two. But just congratulations on your appointment at Lancaster City. How are you settling into things at the club?
Yeah, very well, Ben. Thanks very much. Yeah, nice to be back on the show. And more importantly, nice to be back in football. And looking forward to the challenge ahead at Lancaster.
Yeah, and well, where you are in the league table now, just for the listeners' benefit, 5 points outside the playoffs and back-to-back wins in the league with some good results away at Bradford Park Avenue and obviously the latest result, the 1-0 against Matlock Town. So on the pitch, how's that side of things going?
Well, I've been very fortunate. I've inherited a good dressing room, some good quality in there. So I've not had to come in and do too much work with the current squad, just really a bit of tinkering and, different shapes, one or two little different ideas on various things. And, it's been a nice change. Normally when I come into a dressing room, it's a big overhaul and a number of players leaving, a number of players coming in and, quite a big reshuffle. But this time it's been a really nice change. Got a really good group, honest working, hard working lads, and I'm looking forward to working with them going forward.
I was going to mention that side of things because obviously, when you do go into a dressing room normally midway through a season, it's to freshen things up or change things around. But because Lancaster are in this really good position here, normally I'd say, what are you going to change in that side of things? But I don't suppose there's that much to change, really, because, Matt Feld did a good job before Grandy and Teague did their thing, and it does seem to be ticking over quite nicely. So how do you see things heading into the last couple of months of the season with the dressing room, but also the club more generally with where you are in the league table at the moment?
Yeah, obviously, our ambition is to try and finish as high as we can in the league. They've had a couple of ninth finishes under Mark the last couple of seasons. So we're looking to see whether we can improve on that league position. But ultimately at the moment, it's I'm getting to know the players week in, week out. They're getting to know me more. And hopefully we can build on the 2 results that we've just had back to back and still look for consistency where we can enable us to climb the table and have a real strong end to the season.
And one thing we can say about the victories we've seen in the last couple of weeks is your side, they're like late goals, don't they? To say the least. How's your heart rate and that side of things with regards to these late winners that you've had at Lancaster over the last fortnight?
Everybody will tell you when you're managing in football, your heart rate's never quite the same over the period of the game. So it doesn't matter what stage of the game you're obviously scoring goals. It's a good characteristic to have. The lads never stop, to be fair. They've got a great togetherness and a good team spirit. That's been very noticeable. My obviously short time in charge. And as I say, there's some good quality in there, and we're able to keep going and produce moments of quality that allows us to go and get a result. So long may it continue, Ben.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is it? When you have a game like, you know, coming from behind like you did against Bradford Park Avenue, or getting that late winner against Matlock, it does build a bit of momentum. And I used the word tantalising before. You are pretty close, aren't you, to this playoff line? And you never know. And especially when you've got that belief in the dressing room that Lancaster's clearly got at the moment.
Yeah, but we're one of 10 teams, I think, as well, that are very close. You know, it's an extremely competitive league. There's quality in every team. From top to bottom, you saw that last weekend. The top two lost, and the teams at the bottom, second and third from bottom, won. So, you know, that just shows you on any given day, if you're not quite at it, you give the opposition encouragement, then they'll take advantage of it. So, no, as I say, it's there's probably a 10 teams thinking along the similar lines as us, because mathematically, you know, that's how many teams are in with a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, and you could actually throw in Ilkeston probably, couldn't you, in 11th? And that takes us to this weekend's match. With the weather conditions, I mean, Ilkeston's got a 4G pitch, so this game should be on this weekend. And it's a very important game, isn't it? I mean, what's your thoughts on this one this weekend?
Yeah, another different type of challenge to Matlock. You know, different system. And, it'll be an exciting game, I would imagine, with both teams looking to try and get 3 points and edge closer to where they want to be. But as I say, both teams are in fine form over the last half a dozen fixtures. So, I'm expecting it to be a good contest, a very physical one. And hopefully we can produce some quality in there to enable us to get the result that we're looking for.
Yeah, and the same thing can be said as well for the game a week Saturday at the Giant Axe against Workington. And just to mention for the fans as well, because, you know, you're a new manager, that game against Matlock Town, there's nothing better than a late winner like that to get the fans on board and that kind of thing. But how important are they going to be in the home matches that are coming up, not just the Workington game, but you've got the crucial games with the likes of Marine and Bamber Bridge coming up too, and the quarterfinals of the Lancashire Cup as well. So how important are they going to be in this running?
Yeah, I mean, they were in fine voice on Saturday. They were trying to encourage the team and keep them motivated to go on and push on in the game to try and get something out of it. So, yeah, they've been in fine voice. They've been very supportive to myself and Lincoln since we've arrived at the football club. And, as I said, I've inherited, you know, a whole football club with the fans behind, the group of players that are already there. They have a great affection for them. And hopefully the travelling fans on Saturday at Ilkeston, we can do them justice with 3 points and a fine performance as well.
And last question, Chris, just about these closing couple of months of the season, because there's not long left now, and you are in a good spot in the league table. How much are you looking forward to what's possible? Because it's so, like we've touched upon in this interview, as a club, it's got a spring in its step heading into this last couple of months. So how much are you looking forward to this challenge and seeing where your side could get to?
Yeah, I mean, I am. It's lick your lips time, innit? It's the business end of the season. I've come into a situation where I'm not fighting relegation, so it's a different challenge for me. The whole group's healthy and fit and ready to compete and see what they can achieve between now and the end of the season. So I'm looking forward to it and see what we can do between now and then.
Well, Chris Wilcock, manager of Lancaster City, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. All the best in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks a lot.
Chris Wilcock there, manager of Lancaster City, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Caught up with Chris on Thursday, incidentally. Just to say, we pre-record the show, so we don't know the nature of the statuses of games on Saturday afternoon. We just, fingers crossed, all the matches will be on. And we will have a big fixture preview with Thomas Feeney later in the show. But back to the league table. And I think we've covered everyone in the top half of the table. Ashton United in 10th, 6 points from the playoffs. And Ilkeston Town, 7 points from the playoffs, sitting in 11th. Then there's a 5-point gap down to Morpeth Town in 12th. Morpeth with a 4-3 defeat against Atherton Coles on Saturday. And this is a brilliant result for Atherton Coles. And it follows on from that game against Ashton United, which also finished 4-3 and was also an epic game. So Atherton Coles, clearly a lot of fun. But more importantly for David Chadwick, who we'll be hearing from in a minute, they're now 5 points behind Basford United, and Atherton Coles have 3 games in hand, James. They're back in it, aren't they?
Indeed. So, and we said last week how important this game was for both Morpeth and Atherton Coles. Morpeth for just to stay in contact with that top half of the table. For Atherton Coles, them games in hand are going to come into huge play in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, let's hear more from Atherton Coles now. And on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with the Atherton Coles manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to David Chadwick. Well, Chaddy, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations for that brilliant result against Morpeth Town on Saturday. I mean, how was your afternoon?
It got a bit nerve-wracking, more than it needed to be honest, near the end, because they scored 2 goals late on, which made the score look like it was a lot closer than it was. But that's been the story of our season, really. We 4-1 up 15 minutes ago. The game should be over, but you can't take nothing away from the lads. They were brilliant from 1 to 17. They executed the plan. Tactics were spot on from them all. And yeah, full praise. They did well. Deserved it.
And I was going to throw in as well the Ashton United game as well, because the shoe was on the other foot in that game. You were the ones coming back and you gave it a right good go, didn't you? But I mean,
I think, to be honest, Ben, it's been like that since Christmas. You know, the guys are playing well, and I think we've won a few, drawn, we've lost 3 since the turn of the year, but we were winning in all 3 of them, and we had a man sent off in 2 of them in the first half, so some things have gone against us. But I think the key factor there is that they never give in. They work hard for 95 minutes. You know, they go behind, they keep going, and I think most scores this season we've lost by a goal. So, yeah, the lads they work tirelessly. It's good to see.
And when you look at the form guide, I mean, I think you're mid-table with regards to the last 6 games, and we go back to that festive period of the Workington result and the draw against Rylands. I mean, you mentioned the last time we spoke how, you know, injuries, and when you do get the squads back together, you can judge us then. I've read that you are starting to get players back, and we can start to see the fruit of your labour, can't we?
Yeah, again, it's not just me. It's everyone, that they're all working really hard. Players have come back from injury. There's always another problem around the corner. We've been, because of the really good players that we've managed to get over the line, you know, we at one point, we were losing a player a week in January just by other clubs taking them. So you're having that issue of trying to replace. You've got other lads doing well now, and other clubs are looking over your shoulder. But that's constant, and that's every club, by the way, as well, you know. But yeah, the squad's looking good. We've got one injury left, which is great. Touch wood, nothing happens before Saturday. We're hoping to strengthen it again, a couple of little areas, which will take us on even further. And we're looking forward to the rest of the season. It was a slow start, which we knew it would be, starting with one player. But you know, the lads are really coming together now, and it's good to watch.
Yeah, and obviously, we might as well come to this weekend. And obviously, we're recording this interview on Thursday. Where me and Chaddy are, it's obviously raining because we're Lancashire people. That's just
snowing.
The way it is.
Snowing
where
yeah.
you are. Congratulations.
Snowing, yeah.
weather permitting on this game, but it is quite a huge game, actually, because it's Gainsborough Trinity at home. And all of a sudden, Atherton Coles look like, you know, you could be quite dangerous for the likes of Gainsborough Trinity, but it is going to be, you know, about the games in hand and these head-to-head games as well. So it's pretty crucial, isn't it?
It is. It's a massive game, and they did us really well at their place. I think it was the manager's first game, and they chucked everything at us, and they deserve the victory. Now it's on the other foot now, where we want to reverse that, and they're coming to us, and we want to do that to them. You know, we're playing a lot of teams coming up around us, so it's vital that we pick up points against them, because, you know, I'm not saying we're not in a bad position. We're in relegation zone, so you want to be higher. But we've not stopped fighting, like I said before, and we've got games to take us out of it. So it's in our hands, so to speak. And again, going back to the lads, they know what's in front of them, and they carry on playing like they are at the minute, and you never know what happens. So, you know, like I said before, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and obviously you've got Radcliffe away on Tuesday. Bamber Bridge away next Saturday. And that's just the nature of the league, isn't it? You are, and where you are in the league table, you are going to have these ups and downs. But, you know, you've got these landmark fixtures, haven't you? Like Gainsborough, like Bamber Bridge, like Basford at the end of March, where, you know, the points are there. And it's just about keeping a level form going, because you never know against these teams in the top half of the table either, as you proved against Rylands, for example.
Exactly. We've got a tough running, you know, like I said, Radcliffe away next Tuesday. There's no harder game than that, is there, in the league? Obviously, Macclesfield coming up. We've got Worksop Marine. So there's some tough games coming up. But we're looking forward to it. We love a challenge. You know, everyone's wrote us off. I don't mind that. You know, we are a small club. We know that, but... So right us off at your peril. We're playing well. So we carry on playing like we're doing now. And, you know, we're picking points up.
And there's a kind of advantage you've got in a way as well, because would you rather be chased or doing the chasing? And in your regard, it's looking at that league table and seeing it's a five-point gap to the rest of the division. And that's a target right there, isn't it?
Of course it is. And three games in hand. Mathematicians, yeah. But I know that's 4 points clear of that. But, you know, would you rather have points in the bag? I think you would, especially at this stage, so you can look forward. But we've deserved more. We've deserved more this season. But you carry on, you work hard and see what else you can get.
How important is the crowd going to be this weekend?
The crowd are great. They've been great all season. Ups and downs, even when the lads have let them down. And there's a few times they have. They've been there till the end, clapped them off the pitch and said, let's get to the next one. So they've not wrote us off, and they're fully behind us. And Joe, you need that sometimes, because at times we have been low on confidence going into games, and the fans have picked us up, and, you know, we really appreciate all their efforts.
Yeah, and it does work the other way. Of course, I'm pretty safe in saying this, aren't I? I mean, you scored 4 goals against Morpeth, you scored 4 goals against Workington, 3 goals against Ashton United. There's goals in this team as well, and some entertaining matches.
If I was a neutral, I would love it, but I'm not.
just a closing thought, Chaddy, just about this last bit of the season now. Very much involved in this race for survival at Atherton Coles. How much are you looking forward to this challenge, and what's possible? Not just against Gainsborough, but all these games coming up.
I look forward to every game, and so do the players. You know, we've had a couple of bad runs, which, like I said before, injuries haven't helped. You know, we were building the squad. But right now, I'm excited about the squad. We've got a real strong squad, and they're going into games with no fear, as you've seen. You know, no one can write them off. You know, they go behind, they work themselves back into games. They're really up for the final leg of the season. So hopefully they can get the points to survive.
Well, David Chadwick, manager of Atherton Coles, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
No problem. Thanks for that, mate. Speak soon.
Atherton Coles manager David Chadwick there speaking to me on Thursday. And that's it for all the results from Saturday in the league. And just a reminder, we're going to be here for Thomas Feeney in a second, but this show is pre-recorded. Please do check social media channels before setting off to your game on Saturday. And speaking of social media channels, James Hayes, please.
On Twitter at Northern Premier League, and then on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Fred Official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, a big, big thank you for taking the time to join us on this week's show. Have a lovely weekend, and we'll be catching up again next week.
No, it's been, thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show, but it's now time to look into the future. And joining me now, pre-recorded on Wednesday for a good old-fashioned fixture preview for this weekend's matches on Saturday, it's a big welcome back to the show to non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines. It's Mr. Thomas Feeney. Hello, Thomas. Welcome back. How are you?
Hello. I'm not too bad at all. Thank you. How are you, mate?
I'm not too bad. Right. We are pre-recording this bit of the show on Wednesday. I was just saying to Thomas then off-air that he's my first interview of the week, even though this particular bit of the show is the last bit of the podcast. So when we look outside our window on Thursday and on Friday and on Saturday morning, you're going to know a lot more, dear listener, about the weather conditions than me and Thomas are at this moment in time. I think that's a good disclaimer, isn't it?
Yeah, although I'm optimistic. I think all the games will go ahead and it'll be a great weekend of football.
Absolutely. But do check social media channels before setting off to your game. But some games, I'm imagining, will be okay regardless because of the fact we live in the future and we live in a time of 4G pitches. One of those pitches is at Worksop Town, and this is our first fixture, which we're going to talk about. Worksop Town taking on Radcliffe, both bouncing back this past week after defeats with 1-0 victories. Radcliffe at FC United, Worksop Town's win at home to Ashton United. So both teams should be okay now after their initial defeats and should be up for a good game of football on Saturday in Nottinghamshire.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at the games that Radcliffe had, some really tough fixtures, a couple in a row, Guiseley, FC United, then Worksop. And I think if you offered them 6 points out of nine potentially, I think they'd snap your hand off, really, because these, to me, are three really tough games for them. And obviously, you know, the Guiseley defeat for them, I think it's just one of them on the day, Guiseley putting a fantastic performance. And it was so important for them to bounce back as soon as they can. And obviously, they were able to do that with that late win against FC United. And the table itself is now looking a little bit more in favour for them, isn't it? When you actually consider the games in hand they've got on some of the teams below them. And yeah, I think Radcliffe now, we really are in that position where it is in their hands. And you then go to Worksop and a fantastic win against Ashton United. Obviously, again, a really difficult game before that as well against Marine. And it's interesting how both teams have kind of had that three really tough games, with the last one being against each other. And I've got to say, I do think Radcliffe won't be winning this one. I think Worksop will be getting something from this, but it's going to be such a tight game. There's not going to be much in it at all. And I do think that this has got a draw written all over it.
Yeah, well, Worksop in fifth currently, on the same number of points as Macclesfield, who are in sixth. Worksop actually are just 2 points ahead of Guiseley in seventh. Guiseley with a game in hand, and we'll come to their particular big match on Saturday as well, away at Ashton United in a second. But Macclesfield obviously aren't going to be in action this weekend in the league because of the FA Trophy. So it's a big weekend for Worksop Town to give themselves a bit of a buffer. And for Radcliffe, well, Marine aren't in action this weekend, so this is one of their games in hand that they've got over Marine. It's an opportunity for Hyde United, because Hyde United are in third, 1 point behind Marine. Hyde United this weekend will be travelling to Basford United, and following brilliant results for Atherton Coles and Bradford Park Avenue last weekend, Basford are starting to look a bit over the shoulder once again. So an important game for both sides.
Definitely. And I think it's one of those where, what would you rather have, points on the board or games in hand? And, you know, for Basford last week, they'd have thought, yeah, we're okay, there's not too much to be panicking over. And then all of a sudden, they'll have looked at full time and gone, right, okay, couple of shock results there. And when you've got a couple of them have got a game or two in hand on them that are below them, all of a sudden, the importance of them trying to get back to winning ways is really there. And I think after that win against Stafford Rangers a couple of weeks ago, they'd have thought, we've probably moved a step nearer, you know, quite a considerable step nearer to getting safety. But then since then, 1 point out of four games, it has to be said, four really tough games for them. But it really does put the importance of the next couple of weeks for the side, because there is always that thing of, if one of the teams below can go on a bit of a run now, get that bit of momentum. And, you know, they're facing the form team, aren't they, really? Yeah, they are. You know, last five games, five wins in a row for Hyde United. And they're one of these teams where they play good football, they've got a really good manager, and it's just all going really nice for them, isn't it? At the start of this year, since the turn of 2024, all of a sudden, well, before the results were good, at the minute, they're going great. And it's kind of, for them, just so important that they can try and keep that going.
Yes, and a four-point cushion between themselves, Hyde United and Macclesfield in sixth. But as I mentioned earlier, with an opportunity this weekend to go into second position and leapfrog over Marine, who have got the weekend off when it comes to league action. Warrington Rylands, they've dropped down to fourth over the past couple of weeks or so. And Warrington Rylands now 3 points inside the playoffs. Rylands this weekend taking on Matlock Town. And, well, it's an interesting one for Warrington Rylands, because they've just hit a little bump in the road, haven't they?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at the results from the 23rd of December onwards, there was always that thing of, would there be one team that could really chase Radcliffe until the end? And up until then, it really did look like it would be Rylands that do that. And obviously, since then, they've had some tough games in that run. But I think last weekend was the one that really disappointed them, because obviously facing a team that, you know, was lacking that bit of confidence in Bradford Park Avenue, and to lose that fantastic win for Park Avenue, may I add. But, you know, it felt like a real hammer blow for Warrington Rylands in terms of kind of that real outside chance of them catching Radcliffe. It felt like that probably puts that to bed. And the next game is another tough match for them. And obviously for Matlock, you talk about needing a reaction. They won the last two and then they face Lancaster and lose 1-0. So for them, it's so important that they can try and move forward if they can, because, you know, it wasn't that long ago it looked like Matlock would be really challenging for them playoff places. Obviously, a few things have happened where the results have taken that bit of a slide, and for them now it's so important they can try and pick up 3 points as soon as possible.
Yeah, and with those games in hand they've got as well, the opportunity is there for Matlock, but that's a tricky game away at Gorsey Lane this weekend. Warrington Rylands taking on Matlock Town. And, well, let's discuss Geisler, because what a result last weekend, not just beating the league leaders, but doing it for the majority of the game with 10 men. How was the game last week against Radcliffe? And what's your thoughts this weekend for Geisler away at Ashton United?
I think if you pick a result at the end of the season, if Geisler were to gain promotion, where you say that felt like a turning point, it'd be that. Because the week before Geisler played Macclesfield, and I can be a bit biased, but I really felt that Geisler were the better team against Macclesfield. And what Macclesfield were in the end, they were just that little bit more clinical, and Geisler just couldn't get the other goal where they hit the post, they hit the crossbar, one off the line. It was just one of those games. And 20 minutes in, captain sent off, Jamil sent off. It just felt like it was going to be one of those days again against a fantastic Radcliffe team. And kind of then to just go and put in the kind of performance, but also so important as well to get the result. And a couple of really tough games for Geisley in a row again. It seems like all the teams that are in and around them playoff places have got that set of fixtures that are all real tough games against teams that are also going for a playoff place. But for Geisley, it was such a big win. And now it is so important that they try and maintain that momentum against Ashton United. But that is easier said than done, because, you know, Ashton will be there or thereabouts come the end of it. And they're another team who are looking to bounce back after a loss in the last game, obviously, against another team going for the playoffs in Worksop. So this is another one which is going to be really close. I don't see all these teams where it's against each other in them playoff places. They're always so tight. There's normally one goal in it. And I think that'll be the case again. And which way it goes, well, it depends if I'm happy or not come 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. 2 points outside the playoffs, guys. Ashton United in 10th, 6 points outside the playoffs. And it's amazing what we've seen since the start of January to this point now in early February, because there wasn't much separating third down to ninth. In fact, I think it was just a couple of points, wasn't it, around the festive period. But here we are. It's starting to stretch out a bit now. So a crucial game, certainly for Geisley, but also for Ashton United. What about Whitby Town? Whitby Town this weekend will be hosting FC United. Whitby Town are 5 points outside the playoffs, but do have 2 games in hand over the likes of Worksop and Macclesfield, and 3 games in hand over Warrington Rylands. Taking on FC United, who have shown little bits of glimpses. I mean, they were beaten on Tuesday, but certainly gave Radcliffe a game. I suppose we'll cover off the mid-table teams in a second or two, but it's no fun being in mid-table. And I suppose these mid-table sides want to try and get as close to the playoff line as they can in the closing couple of months to see what will happen, because we've been covering this league over the years, Thomas. We know it does get a bit tense towards the end of the season as well, so you never know. But a really crucial game for Whitby, this one.
Yeah, really crucial game. And Whitby and Matlock are obviously the two teams that are on 25 games. So it's kind of, they're the sides that have got that little couple more games going. Obviously for Whitby, in terms of taking advantage of them games, they know they win their games in hand, they're going to be really knocking on the door for them playoff places. And for FC United, they'll look and go, there really is that win every game between now and the end of the season. And you never know. You know, there is normally one team in the NPL where around now you look and go, it's unlikely they'll do it. Mm. and then they just go on a run, and it's momentum, and it's kind of other teams can see them getting closer and closer, and they start to feel that bit of nerves, and all of a sudden, one or two games to go, they're right in there. And for the mid-table teams, that's how you've got to be looking at these games now, just going, right, normally one team does end up there, why can't it be us? Because this league is so competitive and it is so tight. All it takes is a team to really find that bit of form, and all of a sudden they'll be nearly there. So yeah, I think for FC United that would be the message, and for Whitby it's quite simple really, just win them games in hand. You know, some tough games coming up of course, but win them games in hand and all of a sudden they'll be not that far off at all, if not just squeaking into them playoff places with not long to go.
What about Lancaster City? Lancaster City this weekend, currently sitting ninth in the league table, 5 points outside the playoffs, but they have played two games more than Whitby Town. This weekend, they take on Ilkeston Town. Ilkeston 7 points from the playoffs, but in good form. As a Lancaster, actually, they've back-to-back wins in the league. Hipster, MPL show hipster game of the weekend, this one, maybe?
You know what? I think honestly think you could probably pick nearly any game and argue that it's the game of the weekend. I think, you know, for Lancaster, they obviously lost to Hyde United, and kind of looking at the table at that point, it just felt like that might be it for them. But then to fight back 3-2 against Bradford Park Avenue, the way they got that win, and then a really good win against Matlock, and I'm saying this for most teams, but weirder things have happened, and them going on a great run of form and getting in them playoffs. And you know, you look at Ilkeston, I think it says something about their run of form that they'll probably have looked at the Marine result and been a little bit disappointed, kind of going, look, at home, 4 wins in a row, and Marina, where they are in the table, having an incredible season. So it shows you the momentum Ilkeston have got. And obviously, after that, it's Macclesfield away, it's Radcliffe at home. You know, they've got some really tough games going. So I think they're another team where they'll look and go, if they can get through these next few games with a respectable amount of points, all of a sudden then they've got a run of games where they probably go, do you know what, we can try and get maximum points out of it and see what happens.
We'll come to the relegation places in a second, but there is a mid-table game as well, a proper classic mid-table game. Morpeth Town taking on Bamber Bridge, 12th hosting 16th, 3 points separating these two teams. I think you never know, especially with Atherton Colls at Bradford Park Avenue and Stafford and Basford, all very capable of putting runs together. I think it's safe to say, though, that with regards to Morpeth and Bamber Bridge, a win this weekend would be handy, just to go that idea of being caught by those teams fighting relegation, that's been eased with a victory this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think for Bamber Bridge, it's kind of just been the 7-1 against Marine, the 5-1 against Radcliffe, then losing to Macclesfield. And obviously that's a tough game, but for them, it's so important that they can kind of just get back to not losing games and getting some results. And for Morpeth, obviously the 4-3 against Atherton will have been a really disappointing one, because if they were to have won that one, I think it would be going, look, it's going to take a thing of results, not just with them but another team, for them to be really in a battle to stay in the division. But yeah, I think 3 points for either team would just be a nice little breather, wouldn't it, for them? Just move them a little bit more closer to getting safety confirmed for this season.
Now, let's talk about the teams in the relegation places. No game, once again, for Stafford Rangers this weekend, so they'll be watching on. This is a huge game. Atherton Colls against Gainsborough Trinity. Basford, just a reminder, they're taking on Hyde United this weekend, which is a tough game in itself. So Atherton Colls, brought to Dave Chadwick earlier, they'll be thinking to themselves, we can really claw in here, Basford United. And with a win over Gainsborough Trinity, they can also claw in, remarkably, Gainsborough Trinity as well. It would still be a decent gap for Gainsborough Trinity, but it'd be a very handy 3 points for Atherton Colls, especially with those games in hand they've got.
Definitely. It'd be an absolutely huge 3 points, you know. And what it would do is it would kind of ask serious questions for Gainsborough, because, like you're saying, the gap would still be considerable enough, but it would just ask a question to Gainsborough. Well, obviously, for Basford, it would ask a real question for them if they were to win and Basford weren't to. So, yeah, it's a massive game for them. And I think for Gainsborough, they just know a win would just really relieve the pressure. I wouldn't say they're under particular pressure right now in terms of relegation. They've got a nice enough gap, and they've obviously got games in hand on teams above and below them, but they'd rather have the 3 points this weekend than risk it and not have it.
And that takes us lastly to this game here at Borough Park, Workington against Bradford Park Avenue. Bradford Park Avenue with a very, very, very good result against Warrington Rylands last weekend. They're travelling to Workington, who aren't in the greatest of forms at the moment. And what we just said about Atherton Colts, the same things apply really for Bradford Park Avenue. That result against Warrington Rylands has really put them back in the hunt for survival.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you said to Bradford Park Avenue fans, you'll win away from home against Warrington Rylands and Macclesfield, you'd go, oh, that's fantastic. But then you'd lose every game in between. I mean, it's unheard of, really, just to be facing the teams that are kind of really in it away from home and getting the wins. But then apart from that, you know, some really disappointing results. And for Park Avenue, it's quite simple. It's all about trying to get some momentum back now, because to be honest with you, before that game, you know, the 5-0 against Hyde United, it felt like they could become the team that people just go, right, that's it. Start to think about what happens next season now and the plans for that. But, you know, they've shown some real heart the last couple of games. Obviously, 3-2 against Lancaster, and that'll have been really disappointing. But then to get a 3-2 of their own away from home against Warrington Rylands is a massive result. And if they can get a good result against a tough Workington side, that would really help them. And again, ask serious questions to Baseford. Depending on what happens with Gainsborough, it could ask a question for them. So it's another really important weekend for Danny Whittaker's team.
Yeah, and there's obviously some midweek games as well, and two really important games, Radcliffe against Atherton Colts and Whitby Town against Geisler. Wow, two big games there on Tuesday night in the league. And two big games for Geisler as well, isn't it, with the Ashton game and then following that up with Whitby Town this weekend. And Thomas, just before you go, just a quick plug for Geisler's radio commentary, because they're going to be busy, aren't they, over the coming days. And just a final plug as well for your work more generally and how people can follow you on Twitter and that kind of thing.
Yeah, the Geisler radio gang will be at both games. I believe they'll definitely be at Ashton. I think they'll be at Whitby as well, despite last time it being postponed 10 minutes before it all got underway. They will be at both of them. That's at Geisler Radio on social media. And myself, it's at Thomas Feeney.
Just a quick prediction. Can Macclesfield do it this weekend? Can they progress through against Hampton and Richmond Borough?
I tell you this now, it's going to be really tough for them. Obviously, such a journey as well. But why not? You know, it's going to be one of those games they showed against Dorking Wanderers in them one-off games, the quality that they have. And what a story it would be if they were able to gain the victory. It's going to be a really tough one. Northampton are a fantastic team. And yeah, I think it's going to be one of those. There's going to be a lot of drama in it, but let's say Macclesfield do get the job done.
Well, fingers crossed. And speaking of getting the job done, big thank you to you, Thomas Feeney, for joining us on this week's show. Very good fixture preview this week. Have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up again next month.
A pleasure as always. Speak to you in a bit, mate.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining me on this week's show. And just a reminder, this show is pre-recorded, so please do check outside your window before setting off to your match at the weekend, and do check social media channels as well. And fingers crossed, weather permitting, all of this weekend's matches in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, will be going ahead. Just a reminder, there is also a Step 4 show out this week, as we'll be hearing from the managers at Loughborough Dynamo, Prescott Cables, Belper Town, Harborough Town, Witton Albion and Hebburn Town. So look out for the Step 4 show out this week as well. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the websites www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.